This is a download from the BBC. For more information about this and other downloads from School Radio, go to bbc.co.uk/schoolradio.
Something to think about, something to sing about, stories and music, and so much to talk about. Won't you join us in something to think about?
Something to think about.
Hello, everybody. It's Ben here with Something to Think About. Now, first up, I'm sorry if I sound a little grumpy today. I try to be happy and smiley almost all of the time. I suppose we all have some days, though, when we complain and moan about something. In fact, I feel like I've had a little thundercloud hanging over my head everywhere I've been today. Firstly, a string broke when I was playing my guitar this morning. Then, it started raining and I got soaking wet on my way to the bus stop. And finally, my bus was late again. It hasn't been a good start for me at all. Hey, I wonder, what are some of the things that make you moan and complain?
The things that make me moan is when my brother, because he's older, he gets to do more stuff than I get to.
I always moan about getting up early and I'm always really grouchy and moody.
I moan when I've just been somewhere and I come back starving and I don't get my food straight away.
I always moan when I need something, I can never find it.
The things that make me moan about is when my brother gets to go to parties and I don't.
Ooh, well, that's a lot of moans. And you may have heard people say things like, "It's boring. Oh, that's rubbish. Ooh, why do we have to do that? I'm not playing that." When we hear those kind of moans, it doesn't make us feel happy or positive. What we say and how we say it affects how others around us feel. And those kind of moans can make others feel unhappy, which isn't good. So, this is the perfect song to do just the opposite. It's called Build Up. And it's number 12 in the songbook, all about our school. Comes moaning Minnie. You're going to hear all about her in today's story. And you might be able to guess how she got her name. That's right, she likes to moan. A lot. Now let's hear what she's up to now.
Happy birthday, Minnie, sang Mum as she twitched open the curtains. The sunshine bounded through the window and lapped at Minnie's face.
Don't want to get up, moaned Minnie.
But it's your birthday, said Mum in astonishment. Jump out of bed.
Minnie groaned and followed Mum into the sunlit kitchen.
Birthday girl,
laughed Dad, bending to kiss her.
Happy birthday, said her brother, Michael, wiping his milky moustache with his sleeve. I made your favourite breakfast, smiled Mum. Chocolate croissant. Minnie sniffed grumpily and poked her finger into the croissant.
Eat it! Don't hurt it, laughed Dad.
Present! Present! Sang Michael, jumping in excitement. What is it? Moaned Minnie, tearing the paper savagely.
Open it! Don't hurt it, laughed Dad.
You've already said that, Dad.
She peeled back the paper to reveal a super jewellery kit with gems and glitter, sequins and ribbons.
Humph,
said Minnie, and turned back to her mangled croissant. Mum's face fell. Dad's face fell.
Isn't she going to open it?
Whispered Michael.
Never mind, said Mum. Let's go to the park.
Don't want to, moaned Minnie. The park was warm, and happy children skipped on the green grass. But Minnie lumped along like a mini thunderstorm.
Feed the ducks, begged Michael.
Don't want to, moaned Minnie.
Look, there's your friend Belinda by the swings, said Mum. Say hello, Minnie.
And you can guess what she replied, can't you?
Don't want to.
Oh, sighed Mum.
Minnie is being so difficult.
Never mind, Dad comforted her. Perhaps she is having a grumpy day. We all do from time to time. Where is she now? Watching her favourite TV programme, Monsters of the Deep.
Wailed Michael. Mum! Minnie called me a Loch Ness Monster!
Michael sobbed on Mum's knee. Mum looked at Dad. Dad looked at Minnie.
Birthday or no birthday? Minnie, go to bed.
Don't want to. I wish my life was different.
Careful, Minnie. Don't complain. Just do what you must do. Be careful what you wish for, Minnie. Wishes might come true.
Happy birthday, Minnie,
sang Mum as she twitched open the curtains. The rain slashed through the window and wet Minnie's face.
Ooh, said Minnie in surprise. It was my birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
Mum laughed.
You must have been dreaming, Minnie. Jump out of bed.
Minnie followed Mum into the kitchen. There was nobody there.
Where's Dad?
She asked.
Who?
Said Mum.
Where's Michael?
Who?
Said Mum. Look, I made your favourite breakfast. There was a lumpy grey sludge at the bottom of a bowl.
Ugh! What is it?
Why, it's Loch Ness porridge, said Mum.
Eat up and we will go to the park.
What about my present? Asked Minnie.
What present?
Said Mum. The rain slashed down on them as they walked into the park.
Shall we feed the ducks? Asked Minnie.
She stared across the stormy waters of the pond as a group of bedraggled ducks suddenly quacked in alarm and took off in full flight.
We don't feed ducks, silly, said Mum. We feed the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh,
gulped Minnie as the long black back of the giant monster broke the surface.
I don't think I want to feed the monster. What's for our picnic?
Mum smiled. Your favourite, she said.
Warm, wiggly worms.
Ooh, said Minnie, as she looked into the jam jar that Mum was holding up.
I don't think I'm very hungry. Can we go to the playground?
Why, yes, said Mum.
Look, there's your friend, Mrs. MacReady, by the swings. Mrs. MacReady? Gasped Minnie. My teacher?
And indeed, there was Mrs. MacReady, sitting on the swings with her knitting basket slung over her arm. This really was a most peculiar day.
I think I'll go on the slide.
You can't, dear, called Mrs. MacReady.
Why not? Asked Minnie, climbing the steps. Because...
Minnie looked down the slide into an enormous gaping mouth.
The Loch Ness Monster is using it!
Ah! Yelled Minnie.
Minnie, wake up, dear. You were having a dream. Mum twitched open the curtains and the sunshine bounded through the window and lapped at Minnie's face.
Minnie leapt out of bed. Oh, Mummy, she cried. I'm so happy to see you.
Goodness, smiled Mum.
Where is Dad? Where is Michael?
Downstairs, having breakfast in the kitchen.
Dad, she cried, racing down the stairs. I had such an awful dream. I'm so glad to have you all back.
Well, smiled Dad. This is a different girl to yesterday.
And Michael. She caught her little brother in a huge hug. I do love you. And, she whispered into his ear, you are definitely not the Loch Ness Monster. I love my family, I love my life. I certainly won't complain. I've learnt my lesson well this time and I'll never moan again.
Hey, a big cheer for Minnie. You really don't have anything to complain about. And it's a lesson well learned. Let's take some time now to think about the things we've heard today. We've been thinking about what it is to complain without much cause, to moan. We've heard that the words we say are powerful and that complaining can have a bad effect on others. Think of some of the things you may complain about. Are they really things that you should complain about? And what about when someone does something nice for you? Think why it's important to have an attitude of gratitude to others. Take a moment in the stillness now to think how you can help others when they may be feeling down. How can you turn their frown upside down and into a smile? And if you'd like to turn your thoughts into a prayer of thanks, you can take some time to do that now. We're going to hear a short prayer now. Listen to the words, and if you'd like to make the prayer your own, you can join in with Amen at the end.
Dear God, help us to be grateful, to have an attitude of gratitude, not to moan or complain. Amen.
It looks like my moody thundercloud has gone away, and now I feel all sparkly and happy. And I reckon it's all because of your company today. So, thanks for joining me, and I'll be with you all again very soon. Bye-bye for now.